One of the world's largest drug makers, Merck & Company, took its arthritis drug Vioxx off the market this morning. A study has shown that patients taking Vioxx for more than 18 months had a higher risk of heart attacks and strokes. Joining me now to talk about the unexpected step is NPR health correspondent Richard Knox. Richard, what do we know about the risk for patients taking Vioxx?
Well, in its announcement this morning, Merck didn't give any details about the magnitude of the risk. But in a study last summer led by a Food and Drug Administration researcher, it found that patients on high dose of Vioxx had more than three times the risk of heart attack or sudden cardiac death compared to people who hadn't taken Vioxx or any similar drug. At that time, last summer, Merck criticized the study, and it insisted that Vioxx was safe. But the study did convince Kaiser Permanente and maybe others to reconsider their use of Vioxx.
Now, this drug, this drug Vioxx has been on the market for about 5 years. Why did these cardiovascular problems only just show up?
Well, there was some suggestion of a problem 4 years ago when a smaller study suggested a higher risk of cardiovascular problems among people taking Vioxx compared to others in a drug called naprosyn. And the FDA at that time required a warning on the Vioxx label. Actually, the FDA warning on the label occurred about 2 years ago. But Merck acted now because of a much larger study. This one involved about 2,600 patients over 3 years. And that study was looking at the use of Vioxx not for arthritis or other pain, but to see if it could reduce the recurrence of colon and rectal polyps. There had been some earlier suggestions that drugs like Vioxx, which is a so-called COX-2 inhibitor, might prevent these intestinal polyps in people who were prone to them.
Now, how unusual is it for a drug company to pull a product, especially one as popular as Vioxx, off the market?
It's very unusual, Renee, especially for a blockbuster drug like Vioxx. It's one of the leading drugs for arthritis and for acute pain. And Merck sells about $2.5 billion of it worldwide. One reason for its popularity is it's supposed to reduce pain without causing stomach irritation. But this is going to hurt the company substantially. Its earnings will be reduced by 50 to 60 cents a share, the company said this morning.
Richard, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.
NPR health correspondent Richard Knox.